Welcome, everyone, to the Cup of Coffee podcast with me, your host, Tom Dillon. This has been recorded live at our mobile studio and broadcast around the world. The perceptive amongst you will notice that I've changed the intro there. It took quite a while. Any answers on a postcard, very welcome, on further improvements that could be made. Reason being that very often, as you'll know if you're a regular listener, the podcast is usually recorded live at our weekly online meeting. But more and more, as with today, excitingly enough, it's not recorded at our weekly online meeting because lots of exciting stuff happens that's not between 9:30 and 10:30 UK time on a Saturday morning. And so I'm recording at other times and enjoying my life all the more for it, hence the change. I'm not 100% happy with it, but we're going to go with it for today. Speaking of adverts, that's more or less what today is. Now, before you think it's just going to be like me talking about why you should buy a particular toffee-flavoured shake or why Surfshark's particularly good at protecting your online security, which, by the way, I've got no idea if it is or not, never used it. But if I'm future, I do become sponsored by Surfshark. I want everyone to mention this particular non-plug to me in future, please, and remind me of it. But meanwhile, my advert, before we get on to more adverts, hopefully in an enjoyable fashion, is that if you go to bestpropertymentoring.com, and by crikey, you should, you'll find that after only, I don't know, 18 months of buggering around with internet stuff, we finally managed to forward, because we own that, me and business partner Chris own that, whatever it's called, URL, domain. So it forwards on to our wonderful mentoring page on our Great Northern Property site. So if you're excited by working with me and Chris on some mentoring and want to achieve even a portion, even a tiny portion of the success we've enjoyed, I suggest trying to get more than our portion. Plenty of our mentoring clients have blown by us in the last few years, and that's a very welcome thing, by the way. So if you want to join the people who... mentoring clients have asked you, then blown past us. That would be great. And the way to do that is to visit bestpropertymentoring.com. Why am I harping on about adverts in general? Well, because today is, I'm not sure what the right word is, but whatever the right word is, I'm joined by my good friend and fellow property investor, Mr. Richard Daniels, who shortly will introduce himself. But before that, we might wonder what we're doing today and why I'm interviewing Mr. Daniels. The reason is because we've got an open day, exciting open day coming up, which we do quite a lot of cover, but we've never done one of these before. We sort of pre-warn everyone that's coming up and try and get everyone excited about it, as if excitement were needed, because they're usually pretty well attended anyway. In case you've not been along to one, this is, yeah, we'll give you a bit more information about it, and especially about the one that's coming up. So that's going on. And so the obvious thing here is to speak to Mr. Daniels because he's a nice guy and obviously knows a lot about the project. And then the open day in question will be next week. So that's the 9th of Saturday, the 9th of September 2023. We're recording this a week before and releasing it a week before, so everyone's got a week to get excited, and obviously there'll be lots of details to follow about how to sign up. And I'll speak to Mr. Daniels now briefly about the development to whet everyone's whistle and appetites. Good morning, Mr. Daniels.
Hi, Tom, how you doing?
Well, Mark, very well, good sir. I feel like I'm speaking in a more, formal way today. I've got no idea why. I've been to the Royal Horticultural Gardens, RHS Gardens. If anyone's not been, I'd recommend it. And when you come back, maybe you'll be speaking in a more formal way too, because everyone there's a bit posh, especially considering it's in Salford. What have you been up to, Mr. Daniels? Anything exciting?
So we've been working on the project that we're going to share next Saturday, 9th of September, through an open day between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. The project is a end of terrace house that we've had for a couple of years ago and had a few planning applications go in. It's 77 New Lane Eccles in Salford, and that's M30. 7JL.
Yeah.
We've a couple of months ago secured planning for either four flats or a 10-bedroom all en suite HMO. And we're at the stage of the build where we've kind of developed out the shell, but we've still got the option of going down either of those routes. So that's one of the big decisions that we've got imminently upon us. And that's really been sort of the focus of the last few months for our property company, which is the Gideon Richard project, set up by a friend of mine in London, Gideon and myself, about 4 years ago or so. And yeah, it's a really exciting. It's the biggest project we've had. We're sort of excited about it. There's been certainly a few challenges along the way and a few learnings, and the Open Day will be a fantastic opportunity to share that.
Absolutely. Are we going to pretend, or is it in fact genuinely the case that people's feedback might influence the way you intend to go with this, given you seem to have this interesting sort of bifurcation or choice of direction? So I think we should pretend that in fact we'll have, should we set up a live poll for the day, HMO versus flats, and whichever gets the most votes, you'll be contractually obliged to deliver that project. What do you think?
I think that's a super idea. And yes, I mean, the days for everybody, from newbies thinking about getting into property so they can see a project, mid-build, also to experience developers. I know the Cup Coffee group reasonably well. So there's, some people in there with a lot of experience, years of experience, who, may well have information, ideas, thoughts, points that we haven't really explored or considered. Literally the decision has still got to be made, and also whether we hold it or sell it. We've got some interest from funds to buy it off us, but we haven't made any final decisions. So we're at a sort of critical stage where we've got options, but haven't, made a decision yet.
Well, I'm pretty excited about that. I should be, because I helped to organise it, but even if I hadn't, I would still be excited. You touched there brilliantly, I think, on some of the reasons why, and maybe I'm biased, but on some of the reasons why people should care, as in, Christ, they're going to have a live choice. If no one turns up, there's going to be no decision made on which way to go with this. So it's critical that everyone attends and has their say. But that aside,
we'll have to make some decision, Tom.
We'll just have to run an open day until someone attends. But I'm confident there'll be quite a few people attending this one, so it should be all right. So you've given some excellent reasons why people should care, but are there any other reasons why people should care? Any other excitements you can have on the day? For example, maybe bourbon creams or jammy dodgers or anything like that, party rings?
We will be providing teas and coffees and a few bickies. If that's to your taste, that's a reason to turn up. But I think it's, really it's for people to get an opportunity mid-build to, see what we're doing, to get an idea, what a development looks like. Perhaps it's for people who are thinking of dipping their toe in the water, who've done a couple of projects before and are thinking of scaling up or doing something a bit bigger and, don't have that experience. And, that'll be a perfect opportunity to learn from us what we've gone through, things that we got right, lessons that we learned and we changed, going into our next projects. And also, I guess, learn about the sort of, the process, everything from, purchasing, securing planning, which is obviously key because there's a planning gain on this project, to the project management of the build, to a whole host of other, bits and pieces, which are all part of the ingredients which go into, a project, a property development project. So it's, I think, because we've secured two options for the planning, it's, we know we've kind of ticked the key box to make it a profitable project. Certainly things we could have done better in the execution and, lessons that we'll take moving forward. But I also think it's, that opportunity to contribute and perhaps ask me some questions, which I haven't explored thoroughly in our thinking about, what we do, whether we hold or sell, whether we develop out the flats or the HMO options under planning. So it's a project at a critical stage.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really a big fan of seeing projects critical stages because I think you can see them in the raw when they've very much started up. I'm not sure how much there's to learn about that, learn from that rather. And then when you see, I've been around shiny HMO projects or flat projects, and that's great. But again, especially if you're getting into the business, I'm not sure how much you learn about that either, other than maybe some stuff about interior design or decoration. So I think this is a great opportunity. Again, I'm biased, by the way, but I think a great opportunity for seeing it somewhere in the middle, which is often when a lot of the big decisions have either just been made or about to be made, and then you can learn from people like Richard and partners on if you wanted to do something like this, or just interested in wanting to do some tie kicking, but please not kicking inside the house of ties or anything else for that matter, then it's a great way to learn because these people who are being honest and open about maybe the mistakes they've made, there's always mistakes. What's that old, was it Mike Dean, the author, who said, show me a man who's never made a mistake and I'll show you a man who's achieved nothing. I don't know why women weren't involved, but that aside, I think his point's very valid. But then also people who, because Mr. Downs is probably a bit like me, is quite self-effacing, isn't going to talk about the fact that, or isn't going to beat the drum too much about the fact that he's quite a successful bloke when it comes to property, and this is probably, almost certainly going to be another successful project. So it's a good thing to come and look at. Right, I think that's enough of that. People's whistles officially, hopefully, wet. We'll do a couple of bits just to wrap up. One is to ask Mr. Daniels how people can get involved in this exciting jamboree.
Thanks, Tom. So as we said at the beginning, it's the open days on Saturday, the 9th of September, between normal cup of coffee meeting hours of 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the morning. And it will be at 77 New Lane, Eccles in Salford, and the postcode is M30 7JL. So there's on-street parking, there's also parking around the back of the property. If you just go around on the public road, if you just go a few doors up, you can drive around to the back of the property and there'll be parking there as well. We plan to sort of have about half an hour or so just walk around, and then around 9:30 or probably 10 o'clock we'll have a sort of chat with everybody who's there, and I can talk through the project and answer questions. If you want to attend, can you go to Eventbrite, and if you type in HMO Eccles, there'll be a link and you can get a free ticket there. And I think, Tom, you're going to put that link into the WhatsApp chat as well.
Yeah, certainly. I'm just for those new to it, and in case the line's a bit choppy, by the way, sorry if the connection's not been 100% between me and Mr. Daniels today. I blame Mr. Daniels, of course. But I think it's been good enough to put out, as in, I think there's just a few gaps I've been able to hear everything Mr. Daniels has been saying, albeit on a slight choppiness now and again. So with that in mind, in case anyone missed it, Eventbrite, so that's E-V-E-N-T, Bright is B-R-I-T-E, I think, in case you've never been to that site before. And then HMO Eccles is Hotel Mike Oscar, HMO Eccles, E-C-C-L-E-S. If you search for that in the box, the top result when I did it just now was Mr. Daniels' event. And it's, am I right thinking it should be, is it free to attend? 400 quid? I can't remember. It's one of the two, isn't it?
It's free. It's free, Tom. We're doing a free just, event. So people
just me can, paying the 400 quid. Okay, great. Free. So free to attend. And yeah, it'd be great to sign up in that. Also great because it's the first time I, or Mr. Daniels for that matter, I imagine, has done one of these kind of, attempt to, like podcast in this case, little talks. If there's any feedback on this or anything else that we do, like that stank, don't do that again. Or that was great, that really encouraged me to attend, then that would be magic. And I appreciate we have listeners from all over the world. So if you're in Malaysia, you probably need to start packing fairly soon in order to get over here for Saturday. And if anyone comes from further away than, say, I don't know, Bolton, prepared to offer a full bounty triple to anyone who makes the journey as a token of our appreciation for any long distance travel, that we won't be covering any accommodation or travel costs, just the bounty triple. What else? Oh, and finally, to round things out, as if things weren't exciting enough, don't forget to visit bestpropertymentoring.com. Because I think the link works. We tested it as best we could, and hopefully it takes you to our mentoring site. And yeah, if that's of interest, by all means, get in touch. Thank you very much, Mr. Daniels. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. Thanks for doing this and for sharing with us today. And chat soon.
Super. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for hosting.